Ours to Protect, brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Our guest on this week's Hours to Protect is Bernadette Maloney, Biodiversity Officer with Kilkenny County Council. You're very welcome along. Great to have you as our guest on this week's Hours to Protect.
Oh, thanks a million.
Let's start off. What does a Biodiversity Officer do?
Well, actually, I have actually a very strict programme because the Biodiversity Officer post was established only last year in all the local authorities with the help of the Heritage Council. So the Heritage Council is really guiding us in exactly what we need to do. So it's while it's a new post, our Heritage Officer would have always have some biodiversity activities on her books, and really Kilkenny is actually in a very strong starting position because we have a lot of studies already completed in relation to biodiversity and what's in Kilkenny, and it's my job really to bring that on, and it's really it's an opportunity for increased capacity. So I have two main roles really this year. One is that I have to establish a biodiversity action plan for the county, and to help me with that I have to establish a biodiversity action forum. So trying to identify the key stakeholders in Kilkenny, bring them all together. At the moment, I'm going around to the municipal district meetings talking to all the councillors, and I have a discussion paper which will be going public in about 2 weeks, and it's really the first stage of the development of the biodiversity action plan. So,
and when that action plan is completed and signed off on, will that go as far as being one of the documents that forms, for example, town planning and planning applications in general?
It's funny, it'll form a little part of it. So part of my job will be looking at the policy, so looking at the county development plan and looking at the kind of the biodiversity angle that's already in the plan, and seeing do we need to strengthen it anyway? Do we have to look at different species and to get them included? So for example, we've had a barn owl survey done at the county, and we now know where is suitable for barn owls. So maybe when if somebody's doing up their farm shed or increasing their milk and parlour, that there may be a condition put into that to say, well, actually your area is prime for barn owls, so to a condition in the planning maybe to accommodate a nest site for the barn owls. So it's trying to not be kind of to be more proactive and have it more a strategic method of incorporating biodiversity, protecting it, nurturing it and restoring habitats as well. So going forward, it's to have a more systematic approach about it all, because at the moment it's a little bit haphazard. So I'm in situ now to have a look at that, also to see what studies are needed around the county. A lot has been done, but to see is there any data gaps, and I'll be working with the National Parks and Wildlife Service, and also we have a great facility down in Waterford, the National Biodiversity Data Centre. So they would be collecting records and they would have loads of information about Kilkenny. Also organisations like Back Conservation Ireland, they would have done studies in Kilkenny as well. And there's also botanists would have a load of information about what species. So it's to see, are there any other areas in the county that might need local protection?
Yeah.
So,
do you think it's about time that every county council had a biodiversity officer? Because, you know, the very nature of it is so nuanced. You know, the difference between one field to the next field, one side of a townland to the other side of a townland, and one side of the county to the other. It's huge diversity there. It's impossible to manage that on a national level. It really does need local biodiversity officers right across the country.
Yeah, and look, we're in Kilkenny. We have so many different, our landscape is amazing from north to south. There's loads of different habitats in it. So you're right, you know, one action won't actually be appropriate for the whole county, because there's so many different elements of the county that's different. So there's so many different habitats. So it's really looking at it. And I suppose in Kilkenny, we have lots of rivers, lots of streams. So that would be one particular of interest for me to see, how can we restore river systems better? And they also will be of a natural based solution as well for climate change. So you can't just be looking at it just for biodiversity, but it kind of has a holistic approach for society at large.
And when you've completed all of these studies, will the Office of the Biodiversity Officer have any powers if people are doing things that affect the situation across the county?
No, so I won't have any enforcement powers. So that's not really my role. My role is really to develop policy and make it informed decisions based on science. And then the other role is then communicating to the public. Some topics might be a little bit difficult or maybe a little bit harder to understand. So it's my place to try and break it down and bring it down to a level that everybody can appreciate and understand.
Yeah, yeah.
And so far, like, I've started my position in May, and any time I've gone to anybody about anything, the door has been open. Like, everybody loves nature. Everybody values where they live. You know, everybody wants to protect where they live. So I suppose with the Biodiversity Action Plan, it's to plan for the future. So in 2050, what kind of Kilkenny do you want to experience? And I'm also part of the discussion paper. I'm asking the older people, like, what are you missing that you would have seen in your youth?
Yeah.
What have we lost? What might be on the brink that we need, it needs urgent attention to bring it back?
Well, what do you think, based on your studies, your expertise so far, that needs the most urgent attention here in Kilkenny?
There's lots of different areas and lots of different species, so I'm not going to pick out my favourite.
That
would be so bold. But, like, for example, there's a lot of things that are totally overlooked. So I worked with Jenny Castle last summer, and Jenny is an artist in Thomastown, and she does a lot of botanical drawings. And we had done a survey on the historic stone walls around Kilkenny. And the next time you're in Kilkenny City, have a look at the amount of vegetation that's on the walls.
I only noticed that the other day driving out from the parade when we were heading out. There's I don't know who owns the house, but it's a beautiful new house developed behind what is an old gate in the city walls. And as I drove past, I noticed, you know, all the different algae and all the different growths on that stone wall. It's fantastic.
Beautiful ferns. And, like, some people don't appreciate them, and most people are stuck on their phone or looking down at their feet while they're walking around town.
Planning to jet wash them off.
Yeah, so we developed a birthday calendar. So I approached Jenny saying, look, we have all this information, but we need to bring it to the public. And, you know, and I went to her and went, well, can we make a poster? And she said, no. She said, I'll do something with you, but it has to be sustainable. So it was her idea, and she developed a birthday calendar. So it's a birthday wall calendar. So we're putting them into different offices around the town and into the engineering firms, and the architects are in envelopes at the moment, sitting on my desk. It's to infiltrate the people that might be working on them to say, look, if you're doing any work on historic city walls, you know, you have to talk to our conservation officer in Kilkenny County Council first. They are very precious as a kind of a historic value point, but also our historic stone walls in Kilkenny City, they're like our hedgerows out in the countryside. It's a way of passage for little insects, butterflies and bugs to get to A to B.
Here's a suggestion for you from one of our listeners. Why wait until farmers put in for planning to extend milking sheds, etc.? Why not give the farmers nest boxes and just ask them to put them up?
Well, the nest boxes and putting them up, we have a land suitability map now. So first of all, it's the integration into policy. But we had a massively popular Burn Owl talk last August for Heritage Week. And, you know, I couldn't put enough seats into the conference room that we had it. So, yeah.
That must be heartening for you to see the interest that's out there, though.
It is, but I suppose with the barn owls, while it's good to have them up, then they need to also have enough food, and we also have to make sure that their food isn't poisoned. So while I'm heartily seeing the increase of barn owls, I'm also a little bit cautious, I suppose, that I know the use of rodenticides. So a lot of people would put out poison for rats and mammals, and that's the diet of the barn owl. So we need to go... We need to have a very strategic approach to it, that we can't just let the gate open and
see what happens.
Have a run at it. Yeah. It needs to be a nice measured approach.
You've also got an event coming up, a bee identification workshop. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so under the Local Biodiversity Action Fund that was kindly given to us by the National Parks and Wildlife, I have a citizen science programme running starting in April, and it'll run throughout the summer, and it's Bugs, Bats and Bees programme. And we have a bumblebee identification course happening on the 13th of April. So really, I suppose, from the engagement of running some workshops last summer, it was really the first feel of trying to gauge the public interest. If people are interested now, I want to get them to go on the next step and be able to identify bumblebees and also participate in national monitoring schemes, because we need to start developing trends to see what species are there, how abundant are they, and it's only when we know what's here we'll be able to track how they're doing. So the National Biodiversity Data Centre, they're sending their top expert down to run a bumblebee identification course. It'll be running from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock in Kilkenny City. And if you want to book on that, it's biodiversity@kilkennycoco.ie, and I'll send you out more details.
Yeah, brilliant. People can check that out by visiting the Kilkenny County Council website and finding the biodiversity page, for example, all the information, all the other bits and pieces.
Yeah, so we have a very good heritage page on Facebook, so that's where I'm putting all my stuff out at the moment.
Excellent.
But just to whet other people's appetites, we have training on the identification of dragonfly and damselfly in June. If you want to hear about moths, we're going to do some moth trapping over the summer, one for Biodiversity Week in May and another for Heritage Week. So the council recently opened up Dunmore Biodiversity Park. It was a reclaimed landfill. So there's over 1,500 types of moths in Ireland.
Wow, unbelievable.
And they are underappreciated. So
well,
we're going to bring them out.
You sound like you're going to be really, really busy in the months ahead. Biodiversity Officer with Kilkenny County Council, Bernadette Maloney, our guest on Hours to Protect today. Thanks for joining us. And don't forget, if you want to listen back to this and all of the episodes in our series, you can check them out on our website or the overall project website, which is hourstoprotect.ie. You can also find various different interesting facts, figures, tips and tricks to help you on your climate journey each week. But for now, Bernadette, thanks for joining us here on the KCLR Daily.
Thanks, Barry.
Hours to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more information.